Little vampire, wake up. Hi. Whoa. Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. You must be super confused. It's okay. Allow me to explain what you are doing here. This island. I am a vampire hunter. I get paid to kill your kind. That's right. But there's no need to be afraid. Okay, allow me to explain what is going on and what you're doing here, what's gonna happen to you. It'll all make a lot of sense soon. Okay, now don't try to make too much noise, try to resist. You're only going to hurt yourself and rile yourself up and get yourself in a very aggressive state. Don't do that. I'm not going to touch you, I'm not going to do anything. Just let me explain. I sedated you. I hunted you down and I shot you with a bolt that was filled with a certain sedative. You fell asleep, and I transported you to this little desolated island. I have a special way of working, you could say. The way I handle things with vampires is I give them a choice. They hear me out, and I offer them a way out, a way of becoming human again, and dropping the vampire part, or at least find the human part that's left, and focus on that. Or the other choice is to just simply kill me, and then die of starvation on this island. Look around you. It's just one beach. It goes in a small circle, and there's a little part of a forest there, but it's not much. This island is really, really small, and therefore perfect for my method of walking. Now, the way I see it, there's two options. You either continue listening to me, or you kill me, and I trust you to do the right thing. I promise, you're gonna wanna hear me out. Can I trust you? Okay. Come here. Give me your arms. There you go. I assume that you not having killed me means that you want to listen to what I have to tell you? Good. Before we continue, I think it's best for you to take a small bit of my blood. You must be starving. You've been asleep for almost 20 hours. Okay, I'm going to give you my arm, and you're going to feed just as much as you need to fulfill that hunger you have. Not any more, okay? Remember, if I die, you die. I trust you, okay? Go ahead, but make it quick. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. You're almost done. That's a feeling I'll never get used to. Fuck. Alright, did that satisfy you a bit? Good. Now, I brought you here for a reason. I think, in my opinion, that this pot is pretty romantic. We're here, alone on this beach. There is a soft blanket for us to sit on, and the sun is about to set. I would say this is like the perfect date spot, wouldn't you say? I'm glad you agree. What I want you to do is to fall for me. Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you to fall in love with me. It's not going to be an easy task, and it's not something that you can really force yourself to do, but in order for you to stay alive, you'll have to. You see, there's two parts of you at the moment. A human part and a vampire part. The vampire part lusts for blood and killing and sucking the life out of whatever crosses your path. Now the other part is human. And the basic human desire is to love and to be loved, and also sexuality. I don't know what your sexuality is, per se, but I hope you're into guys, because otherwise this isn't really gonna work. You are? Okay, that's excellent. Now, the way this all works is, what we want to achieve here today is for your vampire side to become less dominant. I want your human side to take control, take back what you lost when you were turned. When did you get turned? Let me guess, 2 months ago? Maybe 3? 4? It's going to be a little more tricky, but it will work. You're in luck. If you would have been turned for 5 years or something, this all wouldn't really work. But guess we're lucky, huh? So, we want your human side to become dominant again. And the basic human nature is lust. And I want you to suppress the lust for blood and change it into lust for me. It all sounds a little crazy and manipulative and forced, but I promise, once you fall for me, once you unlock that desire within yourself to fuck me, pardon me for putting it like that, but it's simply how it works. Your human nature will become dominant again, and you will have a very, very easy time suppressing your lust for blood. Now, the fangs, we can't get rid of. I guess it's best if this all works out, you go to a place where you can let them file down, where you can have them file down, or you're just simply gonna have to never ever smile to hide your identity as a vampire from other humans. Anyways, I really, really hope this works. I think it's best if we take things slow. And one thing at a time. You agree? First of all, I would love for you to come and sit next to me and get closer. I hope I smell nice. You know what they say, right? If you like the way someone smells, there's about a 70% chance that you could fall in love with them. So I really hope you like the way I smell today. Come here. Come on. Don't be shy. Come on. We're going to have to put in an effort from both ways if we want this to work. Come here. Hi. Are you comfy? It's good. My name is Leon. Nice to meet you. What is your name? Okay. Now we're getting somewhere, right? Can I hold your hand while I talk to you? Okay. Thank you. You have really nice hands, you know. I actually really like your eyes. Can I just stare into them for about 10 seconds? Just don't say anything. Just look straight into my eyes. Wow. Yeah, I love your eyes. So, before you were turned into a vampire, did you have any family? Huh. Okay. I, had two brothers, but they were unfortunately killed by vampires. That's partially why I decided to become a vampire hunter. But I've never been one to prefer the ways of killing, if you know what I mean. I rather get creative, and that's how I came up with what we're doing right now. The waves are beautiful, right? I love their sound. They calm me down, and they make me feel at peace with myself and my surroundings. They're really pretty. But you're prettier. And I really mean that. I have a question for you. Can I put my arm around you? Thank you. Well, you're pretty warm for a vampire, to be honest. I didn't expect that. Are you a bit too warm? Oh, do you want me to remove my arm or anything? I don't want you to burn up. Okay. It's okay. You can relax. Just lean onto my shoulder. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. I really do. That's good. See? There's no need for any bad feelings. There's no need for being shy and scared. I just want you to be yourself and get very, very comfortable with me. I think you have to be one of the prettiest vampires I've ever seen. Well, I'm sorry. Can I call you pretty? Not sure how you would interpret that. If you don't want me to call you pretty, then I just want to be respectful and not push anything. So, what do you think of the sunset? I love it. I love a good sunset. You are one of the calmest vampires I've ever been with, I think. How do you feel? Huh? You wanna do what? Kiss me? Already? Guess you must really like me. That's good. We're getting to the next step. Yeah. Of course you can kiss me. But, watch the teeth, okay? You're a great kisser. Me too. Thanks. I have a bit of experience. But, yeah, I like the kiss. How did you feel about it? You want to do it again? Well, you're one little eager vampire, aren't you? You want to tell me something? Yeah, of course, tell me anything. No, don't be shy. It's okay. You've never been treated like this by a human ever since you got turned. Well, that's normal. Humans aren't really too keen on being kind towards vampires because... because, you know, there's a high chance that you'll kill them. But, yeah. I think, loving kindness is the solution to almost everything. And love always, wins in the end, doesn't it? There is no feeling better and more pure than love and lust for the person you want to be with, right? You look a little lost there. Are you sure you're okay? You know what? You really are the most beautiful vampire I've ever laid my eyes upon. What are you doing? You're taking off my shirt now?
Oh? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course you can feel my muscles, I guess. Yeah. So... do you like my body? In a non-wanting to suck it dry of blood way? I'm just kidding. I'll shut up and let you explore my body a bit. If that's what you want, little vampy. Huh? You want... me. That's good that you want me. That's the whole purpose. And I couldn't be happier about that. Now, how exactly do you want me? Do you want to get on top of me? Do you want me to top you? How exactly do you see things work out in the heat of the moment between us, if I may ask? Huh? You like to be handled. That makes sense. So you want me to do whatever I want to you. Does that turn you on? You're one submissive little vampy. But, okay. if that's what it takes for you to get turned on and get a little lustful for me. Yeah. So how about I just take you and pull you close to me like this and just pin you down on the blanket. There's only one question I have to ask you. Why are we still